The Paradise Town Board will come to order today, November 25th, 2025. Before we get started, if you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we get started, I'd like to point out some of the items in the notes at the top of the agenda. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices, and please take all private conversations outside the room. And with that, I'll let you read the last two. They sort of are after the fact. Let the record show that the board members are present, except for Susan Phillip, who is excused, and Kimberly Schwartzlander is also excused. Do we have any staff introductions? Okay. And the other one is...
Blanca's hiding in the back.
Blanca's hiding in the back. And Vivian's not talking.
Yeah, put it on.
Just going to introduce yourself?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to introduce, would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, Vivian Kowalski, Planning Commission, District D, for Mr. Sederblum.
And just excuse me a minute here, so I can turn myself on. Okay. I did that last time, and it came on. Okay, number two here is the public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the microphone here if you'd like to speak. And if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Does anyone here like to make a comment? But
Vivian,
we can't hear.
Kowalski, I can speak loud enough.
Okay.
Vivian Kowalski, Planning Commission, District E, for Commissioner Sederblum. I like to come every year to thank the board and to thank you guys for coming up and being active in your community. Most importantly, for the board, I appreciate you guys. I know it takes time out of your own lives to go out and take a look and come here and to do what you think is right by the community. So happy holidays, everybody, and thank you very much for being so good.
Blanca?
Juan Velasquez, Clark County Commissioner, Jim Gibson's office.
Do we have approval of minutes for October 28, 2025?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to approve the minutes without any changes for October 28th.
All right, we have a motion to approve the minutes of October 28, 2025. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
Approval of the agenda for tonight, November 25th, 2025.
Chair, I'd like to move to approve the agenda for tonight, November 25th, 2025, without any changes.
We have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, November 25th, 2025. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Do we have any information live? So we'll move on to the agenda. Item number planning and zoning, item six. Number one, UC 250668, Fashion Show Mall, LLC. Use permit to allow a vehicle rental facility in conjunction with an existing shopping center, Fashion Show Mall, on a portion of 42.8 acres in the CR Commercial Resort Zone, generally located west of Las Vegas Boulevard South and north of Spring Mountain Road within Paradise. Are they here tonight? Not seeing anyone, I will trail that to the end. Item number two, moving right along. UC 250744, EPD Solutions LLC, use permit for an office. Waiver development standards to reduce parking in conjunction with an existing office on 0.22 acres in a CR commercial resort zone, generally located north of Twain Avenue and east of Palos Verdes Street within Paradise. Are they here? If you'd like to come up and use the microphone, you might have to turn it on. Red light.
Nothing's on there.
Yeah. Okay. And there's the viewer there if you need it. There's the viewer there if you need it. Is your name and address for the record?
First and last name.
First name, John, Q-I-N-G, last name, E-A-D-I-N-G. 12327 Crocker Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89138. So we purchased this property this year, and we intend for office use, and we tried to apply for a license. We were notified, the building came with a special use permit, which was expired. So we reached out to the planning commission, and they advised us to go through this process. And so first thing we would need is the building is zoned for a commercial resort, and our intent for the office use is the special use permit. And also due to the use of this office is very limited. We use this as our headquarters, but most of our employees work remotely throughout the country. And so usually it will be only like 2 to 3 people on premises for the most of the time. So our request is to, the required parking is 8, and we request to down to 6.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. If no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, T25400112, UC 190624. Terracotta 6 LLC, use permits third extension of time for the following multifamily residential development, increased density, and 3 accessory commercial use. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1 increased height, 2 reduced parking, 3 allow modified driveway design standards, 4 reduced driveway separation, and 5 reduced commercial driveway radius. Design review for a multifamily residential development on 6.2 acres in the CR Commercial Resort Zone, generally located in the south of Highland Drive and west of Morgan Cashman's Way, within Paradise.
Good evening. David Brown, 520 South 4th Street, on behalf of the applicant, BROWN. We recognize this is the third request for extension of time. However, we'd like to say that this is this applicant's first request. They recently obtained the property from the previous owner. The first request for extension of time occurred during COVID. They were not able to financially weather the storm. They were not able to ultimately move forward. Our client is in a different financial position and believes they will be able to move forward with the project. They've been in the process of talking to other partners, joint venture, to do this project. They're not asking for anything new. Everything we're here to ask for, just the extension of time, has all been previously approved in the other applications. I know staff does comment that the new Title 30, I would say Title 30 moved really in the applicant's favor. There would no longer be the need for a couple of waivers. The one, the waiver for increased density, that waiver would no longer be relevant, but again, it's already been approved before. The same with parking, whereas before we were asking for, or yeah, this project was asking for a waiver for parking. They are now overparked by approximately 130 parking spots. As you can see, it's a, you know, a very nice project. This valley needs more housing. To the south of this property already is the Jade Apartments, as well as Club Wyndham. So this project would fit in the area. We're just asking for another extension of time. Like I said, I apologize for this third request, but it is this applicant's first request.
So anyone here in the public would like to speak on the item? Seeing no one, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
When do you think you guys are going to start?
They're hoping to have a partner in the next 6 months and to submit for permits right after that.
So they're hoping for a partner?
Yes.
So you don't have a partner?
They don't have everything ready today.
And the codes have changed that much that it would... There's a lot of changes in the code that may affect them. Is that the... That's what I'm getting out of this. I mean, to me, if you had a partner and you were ready to go, but now you're still looking for a partner. This has been going on now for 6 years.
No, I understand. They recently obtained the property with the idea of moving forward with the property. And I would ask if you give them one last opportunity, because without, you know, approved plan, it's tougher and less likely.
But then that'd be another 2 years. Now we're up to 8, and we don't have a partner. That only gives you a year and a half after that.
It seems like a long time, that's a decade.
Yeah.
It's the holiday season.
Mm-hmm. Anybody want to make a motion? You're going to look at me.
I will make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions for the 2 year commencement, October 17th.
There's a motion to approve, subject to the staff's, if approved, preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. To be and I both.
Okay.
Motion failed.
That motion failed. Make another motion.
Wait.
No, so the EA has corrected the way that we have two absences. We've got three people here. The EA has said as long as it is a majority vote of the three people that are here, it passes. So it is 2-1.
But we're denying it.
We're voting to deny.
No, we're voting no.
He voted to approve.
Oh,
so the motion failed.
Yes.
That motion absolutely failed.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
So we need a new motion, or the motion just
make another motion. So I thought we've always
yes.
done.
Sorry.
Okay, I'll make a motion to deny. I'll make a motion to deny. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
2-1.
2-1. Sorry. Good luck. You go to the Board of County Commissioners on December 3rd for a final decision. Item number four, SDR 250745 GC Vegas Retail LLC and NACASH S&W LLC sign design reviews for the following. One, electronic signs, electronic message unit video. Two, increase the area of the wall signs. Three, increase the area of the projecting sign in conjunction with a previously approved comprehensive sign package for an existing shopping center on a 1.82-acre portion of a 6.0-acre site in a CR commercial zone, resort zone within the airport environment's 8060 overlay, generally located east of Las Vegas Boulevard, south north of Tropicana Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening, Jennifer Lasovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here today on behalf of the applicant. This is Showcase Mall. Showing you the area where TJ Maxx is a tenant today. They have previously sat closer to where the M&M store is, and they are staying in this Showcase Mall but moving. And so as a result, we have some additional signage requests for their new location. This right here is Las Vegas Boulevard, and the signage will sit right where my finger is. So this gives you an idea of what that digital wall signage looks like, and then that gives you more of a visual of what it looks like. Just give you some additional signs so you can see this way, and then also you can see some of these signs as well that are more vertical. With anything over by the strip, signage, an increase in signage is somewhat typical, I think, these days. So with the waiver, staff is recommending.
Does anyone here speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
I have nothing.
Nothing.
Chair, if there's no discussion, I move to approve, subject to preliminary staff conditions.
We have motion to approve, subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Item number five, ET 25400119, UC 230514. Camerari, Adrian, use permit, second extension of time to allow a service bay door to face the street. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, eliminate screening for mechanical equipment. Two, eliminate gate setback. Three, reduce trash enclosure setback. Design review for the expansion of an existing vehicle repair facility on 0.46 acres in an IL industrial light zone, generally located west of Wynn Road, south of Kanoe Circle within Paradise.
Good evening. My name is Adrian Camerari, last name is C-A-M-M-A-R-E-R-I. Address is 2795 Wynn Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89103. We're here to request a second extension of our use permit. We were in the process of getting our building permit. We filed for that application in April. We had a design change in July, and so that delayed the process of issuing the building permit. We got to October 3rd, which was our extended due date. We weren't done with the issuance of the building permit, so we had to apply for a second extension. There's also special review after the building is completed, and so we needed that extension of time. So once the building is complete, then they can perform their review. We anticipate the building to be completed in March 26.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. So you're basically almost ready to go then?
Yes.
On this thing?
Yes. Staff is recommending.
Yeah, I know what staff.
Yeah. For sure.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Don't forget the Planning Commission on December 16th.
Go check. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. She was probably this way. I get down to five, but I'm missing. No, I'm not. I got it. Okay, item number 6PA 257-00047, County of Clark Plan Amendment to redesignate the existing land use category from public use PU to mid intensity suburban neighborhood MN on a 0.12 acre portion of a 0.70 acre site. Generally located south of Wind Springs Road and east of Topaz Street within Paradise. Is County here for that? Hmm. We'll try that. Moving on to item number 7, ZC 250745, County of Clark, zone change to reclassify a 0.12 acre portion of a 0.70 acre site from an RS20 residential single family 20 zone to an RS3.3 residential single family 3.3 zone, generally located south of Warm Springs Road, east of Topaz within Paradise. Description on file. And I don't think they're here either for that. I will trail that one. Excuse me?
Well, the applicant seems to waste our time. We just received these notices on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't get adequate notice of the meeting.
Uh-huh.
And they're not even here.
Well, you got notice of the meetings, which are based on what the Board of County Commissioners and the Planning Commission do. It's not based on this board. We apologize for that, but there's absolutely nothing we can do about that unless you'd like to take it up with your commissioner or the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Item number 8, WS 2250734. Tay Young and Victoria Rhea, waiver of development standards to allow a 6 foot high non-decorative fence within the front setback in conjunction with an existing single family residence on 0.98 acres in an RS5.2 residential single family 5.2 zone. Generally located south of Viking Road and east of McLeod Drive within Paradise. You have your name and address for the record, sir.
First name Tiny, last name and it's 3095.
What? Slow down.
Tiny, T-A-Y-I-N-G. That's a name, Y-A-N-G.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 3095 Keys Viking Road. Las Vegas, 89121. So, when we moved in to the property about a month and a half into it, we got, there was just a white picket fence in front of the property line. And shortly after being there, we were burglarized. Our RV was broken into, and we had extensive damage to the RV, well beyond $20,000 in repair, and as well as a little bit over $8,000 of vehicle items that were taken out of the vehicle. Since the incident, we installed a privacy fence on the north side of the lot here. And that fence is exactly 6 feet tall, constructed of WC plank material, non-decorative, solid without any gaps. This we're requesting a waiver to development standard for two reasons. First reason is for security. The recent burglary really underscores the high need for enhanced security beyond what was there prior to what we believe is a fence. Secondly, I do have a an older autistic child that has a tendency to flee as well. So that's security on two fronts, one from folks coming in and he fleeing out. And then the last reason is because it's actually in compliance with the current neighborhood. This sacrifice already exists currently in the neighborhood. The neighbor directly to my west has a similar fence, actually taller in certain areas. There's solid cement with no gaps as well. And on further review, they were granted a waiver of development standard for their fence. So those are the reasons.
Anything else? Okay. Is there anyone here in the public who'd like to speak on this item? All right. I'll take this one first, and then I'll take the gentleman in the back.
I'm going to try to use that. I'm not sure I have pictures. If it doesn't work, can I hand them just to you?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to try.
I think it'll work.
Okay.
Lots of
it. Is it working?
You got to push up on it, but the orange light will come up.
Hearing it? No. Hearing it? I pushed it right there. I pushed it up. Hello?
There you go.
I am. Okay.
There you go. Vicki Smith, 3086 Nordell Circle. We live around the corner. We've been there for almost 29 years. I have some pictures of the neighborhood. I brought a stack in of the neighbors that we honestly opposed because it does not match the neighborhood. This was the original fence on the house. Security fence that the other people had used. I want you to see it. Also, I have pictures of the neighbor's fence that put up, and they did on the sides. Hold on a second, I'll get this right so you can see the picture. This is going up the side of this road. It was an open fence all the way up. He put the fence on the inside and on the back, the solid walls with no permits. We have checked with the county. I spent extensive today talking to code enforcement and the county. There was no permits issued on any of the repairs done on this house. Now, the other thing I want to bring to your mind, we want you to not approve this because there was lots of issues. They did remodeling with no permits. But they put in six bathrooms on a three-bathroom house. It is non-owner occupied. It is listed on Verbo. Number 4497451 as a six-bedroom, five-bath, ultimate luxury rental, sleeps 30. It's on a septic tank, and you can't put six bathrooms on a septic tank. That's some of the things. I've talked to the county. They want me to come in, fill out some paperwork, and we did one research. We found one permit for an air conditioner and a furnace put in, but it was never inspected. So we want you to disallow it, and we're going to then go forth with putting in a complaint about remodeling without permits and proper codes.
Okay. Gentleman in the back.
Pardon?
Speak.
Hello, my name is John. Hello, Jared Tilley, TILLEY, 2695 Thurman Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120. I've been coming to a lot of these meetings because I get a lot of these cards. I've seen you get people walls, 8-foot walls, 10-foot walls. What's wrong with a 6-foot wall? In a couple of months, I'm going to be back here asking to get rid of my wrought iron and put cinder block. Because I'm tired of you guys allowing people to walk up and down my street and look in and disturb my peace. If he has an autistic child, he should be allowed to protect his child. I have 5 children that I have tried to protect, and I have a fence. Give a man his fence. protect the autistic child, you give 8-foot length walls, cinder block walls, with no setback, is what I've seen this committee give. Thank you.
Thank you.
Roger Smith, 3086 Nordell Circle. There's a lot of things been said about this house tonight. The county records show that the owners do not occupy the house. The owners live in a different house. It is listed on Turbo. That's not what we're here about. What we're here about is the fact that he wants to put, he's already put up a 6-foot wall, non-decorative. In the past, the police department has stated they want to be able to see into the front yard just to make absolutely sure nobody's hiding there when they're chasing them. We have a lot of helicopters coming over our neighborhood recently. So there is activity. There's also homeless people that live in the neighborhood. And with a 6-foot privacy wall, they can live back there and nobody will notice it until the verbal people come in with all 15 cars and 30 people occupying the property for the weekend. So what I've given you is the current Title 30 requirements for a residential district wall. I highlighted it. It's a maximum 3-foot with the first 15 feet of the front setback. A fence may be increased to up to 6 feet if decorative. The subject is not decorative. Please deny it.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak on the item?
John, can you hear me now? Okay, Jonathan Yanowski, UNOWSKY, 3020 Spiking. I don't have much to say. This does not appear to be what the gentleman is suggesting that it is. And it appears to be something else. Appears to be a different type of use than he's talking about and being represented to us. So I'm just going to close with a couple of words. What a web we weave when we choose to deceive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak on the item? Okay.
Can I
invite you? Would you like to
sure.
rebut?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said before, this falls in line with what's in the neighborhood. There's non-decorative stone walls higher than 6 feet that were placed before. There's no different from that. The exception has been made before. And I don't disagree with a lot of homelessness, a lot of crime in the area, which further strengthens my argument to have this security fence to avoid further burglary. So I don't see it's quite impressive as far as the actual aesthetic as well. So it adds value to the neighborhood and also makes it more pleasant.
All right, with that, I'll close it to the public. There'll be no further comment from the public on it unless asked by a board member. Do you happen to have a picture of the wall next door, the Balcar's property? Balcar's property?
The wall next door has an open fence.
It has an open fence. I'm talking about.
Okay, everybody sit down and hold it down, okay?
Or do you want
no,
this?
No, I'm looking for the. I know what that fence looks like.
This
I'm
one.
Looking for the one that's.
This is the one that's next door.
The property next
that's
to.
That's it.
The front.
There's just a slight covered where their driveway is. They have a very narrow driveway.
Right.
And it's all this way, all the way up.
Yeah, you see the difference.
Yeah, see the difference?
That's what I was looking for.
Okay.
So who's the sir? It's close to the
public. Oh, okay, I thought you had a question about the
You've had your opportunity.
Here's the application.
Well, I'm trying to do this and I'll get to it now.
Can I start with some comments, John?
Hmm?
Can I start
sure.
with some comments? I happen to live off on Viking, just on the other side of Eastern. This house has gone through extensive renovation since purchased, and I have to tell you that with the putting greens he's put in, the basketball court, the swimming pool, all of that stuff, and the activity around it, it certainly appears to be a party house to me. And that's from my own experience. I don't think that they honored the neighborhood at all. It's a closed fortress looking appearance, and I gotta tell you, I just don't think that it fits the neighborhood at all.
The applicant, you had one more comment?
I was just saying that the fence you were referring to was the fence in between the homes. So the fence that they had on the front side is our block. In between the homes, that did see through, but what we're worried about is the frontage of the home.
The frontage of the
home. The neighbor's frontage of the home is all brick and above my head. So.
Do you actually live in the home?
Yes.
Okay. Here's another
picture. And I will say. To each their own as far as aesthetic. You like a modern aesthetic?
If you have it on VRBO and Turbo and all of those, you have the permit. Were you part of the lottery to get a Airbnb, quote unquote, license?
That was the previous owner.
Did he get one?
I have no idea.
Okay. So you're not in guidelines there either. So.
Okay, you have a house on Darby.
I had one. Yes.
Okay, it had a very nice decorative type fence out front of it. Correct? Sort of rock with nice fencing in between.
Yes.
I don't know if it was metal or what it was, but it was. You could see through it, but it was very nicely done. I'm just wondering, because the house that is on the west side of you that I think you're referring to,
mm-hmm.
that is a, I guess for a better, split face type of wall with a pattern through it, like tiles running through it, and then it goes up the private road. But so how do you fit what you built without the permit to that wall? Because that's what staff seems to be getting at, is it's not a decorative wall.
Well, we live in a non-HOA, so you should be able to design your home where you want it and not have to be in line with your neighbor's home.
Well, that's not quite the way it goes with the county code.
Okay. So you want me to go to brick wall because they have a brick wall?
I'm not saying it has to be brick, but they're saying it has to be
decorative.
There are other
walls in the neighborhood
sure.
that are split face that would be considered decorative. They also run along the back yards.
I guess
not necessarily right through the front yard.
We didn't know that, first of all, when we put it up. And secondly, I mean, I think decorative is open to interpretation. I mean,
yeah. So did you put it up for the security, or did you put it up for the volleyball court, I think it is, or the golf, whatever that is, up towards the house, or the half court that you've got over on the side?
Yeah, I keep the ball from going out. Yeah.
Anybody have anything? I don't know. It's not ready. No,
as you want. Neighbors, when was the last time you guys saw this house on VRBO?
2 days ago. It was pulled. It appears to be pulled when I went into rent.
And owner, when did you purchase the home?
Would have been
2024.
February this year, maybe February. No, actually, October, November of last year.
So, if it was the last owners who were renting it out, why do your neighbors still see it on online?
That's up to interpretation.
Okay. Well, my interpretation is that this has not been a very transparent application, and I am not going to support it.
You have a company called Lux Home LLC. So I'm gathering from that and the real estate background that you would know whether you needed permits for things. Particularly
actually, I don't
offense.
Have a real estate background.
You don't. Mm-hmm. Your wife?
No.
Really? You're sure? Because I did some background checking.
Okay.
All right. I just don't think that if this is coming across quite as forthright as it should. So.
Chair, I make a motion to deny the application.
We have a motion to deny the application. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. You go to the Planning Commission on December the 16th. If you'd like to stay, you can. If you'd like to leave, you can.
We'll see you again, John.
Bring me a sandwich.
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Okay, item number 9, ET 25400116, WS230593, Mirage Propco LLC, waiver development standards, first extension of time for reduced driveway throat depth. Deviation for existing sidewalk and landscaping, design review for an update to a previously approved resort hotel, Hard Rock Hotel Casino, with all associated and accessory uses, structures and incidental buildings and structures on 69.88 acres in a CR commercial resort zone generally located west of Las Vegas Boulevard South and south of Spring Mountain Road within Paradise.
Good evening, Jennifer Lazovich, 19 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the, what I call it, the Hard Rock, formerly the Mirage. And they are diligently pursuing, as this board knows, the construction of the Guitar Tower, where the former volcano was. They have pulled a number of permits, some relating to demo, some relating to vertical construction. They continue to move forward. So this is the first extension of time to stop construction.
Is anyone here in the public like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public, open it to the board.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend that we approve the article.
We have a motion to approve the item. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's, well, you know.
Yes.
Commissioner 1217. I always hate to tell her because I know she knows. Item number 10, ET 25400117, UC 210184, Marino Marlou Living Trust and Marino Marlou Trust. Use permit, second extension of time for a place of worship on 0.8
acres in an RS20 residential single-family 20 zone, generally located east of Spencer Street, north of Robindale within Paradise.
I'm Angela Baca, BACA, with Blue Diamond Civil Engineering, representing our client. Do you need the address to?
Thanks.
9816 Gillespie, Suite 120. 89183. Okay, so this is together with number 11 also, which is,
do you want to have them put together?
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, where are we walking them in?
Is that
pardon?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, we'll do that. ET 25400118, WS 230544, Moreno Marlu Living Trust and Moreno Marlu Trust, waivers of development standards for first extension of time for the following: 1. Eliminate trash enclosure setbacks. 2. Screening mechanical equipment. Eliminate street landscaping. Eliminate parking lot landscaping. 5. Eliminate landscaping adjacent to a less intensive use single family residence. 6. Reduce drive aisle width, and 7. Allow modified driveway design standards. Design review for a place of worship on 0.8 acres in an RE Rural Estates residential zone, generally located east of Spencer Street and north of Robindale within Paradise. Okay. Sorry about that.
Well, it is an extension of time, as you know. What it was initially, it was approved for the use permit itself, and then all the waivers were denied. And so we had to wait a while to be able to come back in, and then we got rid of some of the waivers, and then it was approved, and that's the reason this is, again, now the second extension of time. This is very difficult property. You see, it's very limited as far as the frontage here, which is a lot of the reason why we asked for, you know, so many waivers. It is difficult. Really, the property is, we're having issues with it being so close to the drainage, with the utilities. We had some issues that we were working with the fire department as well. We had to do alternative means and methods reports, and we are actively working towards getting our drainage study approved. We have a report, and but things are taking a little bit longer than we thought it would. Just because of all the limitations with the project and having to go through multiple studies, different studies, that we normally wouldn't do on a regular project. And that's fine. Unless you have any other questions.
Is there anyone here in the public that has any comment? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board. So staff says that you have been working towards getting this done, and I really don't have a problem with that. Is anybody? Okay, so I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve items 10 and 11. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And you go to the Board of County Commissioners on the 17th of December.
Thank you.
Oh, we didn't get to see your display.
Oh, no, it's just
planned. That's all right. Just an extension. Item number 12, ZZ 250774, Ocean Showboat Inc., zone change to reclassify 4.91 acres from an RM50 residential multifamily 50 zone to a CG commercial general zone, generally located north of Spring Mountain Road, east of Wind Road within Paradise.
Good evening. I'm Harvey, 6830 South Rim Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 8918. I'm the applicant on this project. This is a conforming zone change. It was previously zoned for some apartments. We're doing zone change to commercial. So we respectfully ask you to follow such recommendation for approval. Happy to answer any questions you have.
Is there anyone here in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Okay. Are we just doing item 12 right?
Yeah, do we need to correct? Do you want to, are the other two involved with this as well?
Yes.
Do you want me to read those in for you?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that. BS250773, Ocean Showboat Inc., zone change, I did that one. 13, BS250773, Ocean Showboat Inc., vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Wind Road, located between Pioneer Avenue, Spring Mountain Road, and a portion of right-of-way being Pioneer Avenue, located between Wind Road and Valley View Boulevard within Paradise. Item number 14, UC25075, Ocean Showboat Inc., use permits for the following: one, outdoor dining and drinking; two, recreational and entertainment facilities; and three, live entertainment. Waivers of development standards for the following: one, increase drive aisles length; two, allow an attached sidewalk to remain; and three, reduce throat depth. Design review for proposed shopping center on 4.91 acre portion of 7.55 acres in a CG commercial zone, generally located east of Wind Road and south of Pioneer Avenue within Paradise.
Can I
give us the rest of this now?
Name one more time.
Yes. First name is Ali, A-L-I, last name K-A-V-E-H.
Thank you.
6830 South Rainbow Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89118. I'm the applicant, so I would respectfully ask you to follow such recommendation for approval.
Okay. So we have a design review. You want to go over that?
Yes.
And the vacate and abandon.
Yes.
Can you show us that? Why don't we start with vacate and abandon? What are we doing there?
So the area that is being vacated is Wind Road here, and also on Pioneer Road. Those are the two areas, also on Spring Mountain, but it's my understanding they're doing a major project on Spring Mountain, so that's going to be dedicated to the county for future plans.
And your design review? Because you have some development of waivers, some waivers of development standards, the use permit, and you got a design review.
Yes. So the waivers you're asking for, one is for the detached sidewalk. Again, that is being supported by the staff, because on Spring Mountain is part of the major project with the county, which eventually they will go ahead and widen the sidewalk. So at that point, I guess that would be a detached sidewalk. The other waiver is the length of the drive aisle, and staff has recommended approval. We have created an area where, you know, it's pedestrian friendly with wider sidewalks, and we have provided ample parking in the front area. And because of that, also staff has recommended approval for that. And I believe the third waiver is, again, is the throat depth, where 100 feet is required. I think we're at 89. Again, we got staff's recommendation for approval because we're actually making the entrance from Spring Mountain one way to ease the traffic. And because of that, we have staff support. And people will be exiting from Wind Road and Pioneer.
What can you tell us about the design review?
The design is, you know, obviously this is in Chinatown, so we're trying to have a modern and contemporary theme, Asian theme center. So we have worked with our architect to kind of bring for both elements and be consistent with what's going on in the area there.
All right, so now I'll open it up again to the public if anybody wants to speak on this item. Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
I think it's really great.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really think it's gorgeous. So that's all I have to say.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
I don't see any.
I don't have any.
Well, Chair, if there are no further comments, I would move to approve items 12, 13, and 14, subject to preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve items 12, 13, and 14. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Question for the applicant. Are you here for number 5 and 6 as well?
No.
So I should know the applicant for 5 and 6.
5
and 6. There was one page of 6 that was out of.
Two trails.
No.
Fashion Show Mall.
Blanca.
Yes.
There was a page out of order in yeah, 6 and 2.
So did the backup just get mixed up?
One random page from 2 showed up with number 6. Yeah.
Ah.
Just one page.
Okay.
At least in my pack.
All good? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don't forget the, you have the Board of County Commissioners on 17th
yes.
December. Okay. Okay, item number 15. UC 250756, BP Flamingo LLC, use permit for outdoor dining and drinking. Waivers of development standards for the following. Eliminate street landscaping, reduce parking, modify residential adjacency standards, four, allow an attached sidewalk, and allow a commercial pan driveway. Design review for proposed restaurant building with drive-throughs within an existing commercial complex on 1.1 acres in a CG commercial general zone generally located north of Flamingo Road, west of Pinecrest Street within Paradise. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Board. W. Mahini, 520 South Pearl Street, representing the applicant for a redevelopment of an existing commercial site. To orient you to the site, the parcel is located on the north side of Flamingo and the west side of Pinecrest Street, which is actually a street that ends up in a cul-de-sac. It's a pretty short street. The application is for two restaurants. I think I'll show you the landscape plan, which makes things a little better. So the proposal is for two restaurant buildings. To the west is Gatos, and to the east is a Zaxby's, which is a new chicken franchise that's coming into the valley. Now, as we all know, Flamingo Road is a state highway, an NDOT highway, and currently there is a bank building on the site, mm-hmm. and the applicant, the owner of the property, has been spending a lot of money in recent months to secure the property. This is an infill development on a commercial site. Now, this area is pretty special in that all the commercial pieces along Flamingo in this area have parking and landscaping within the right-of-way. That's an existing condition. Our owner has a lease with NDOT to maintain that situation along Flamingo, just as the existing bank building. Some of the landscaping will be removed because some of them are not on the list anymore and will be spread out onto the property as well. Now, the Zaxby's is 24 feet 2 inches, and I'll show you. So this is the Zaxby's building, which is the Western building. It's 24 feet 2 inches. The dark rose that you're all familiar with, and especially with this kind of even more contemporary design, is 24 feet high. Now the application includes a number of waivers, and I would like to go over those waivers. First, there's special use permit for an outside dining area, which is the first application. The outside dining area is located east of the building. It's about 50 square feet. It's covered. As with any Dutch rooms, there are 2 drive-throughs along the north, and that which orients to the west. The building is just a little over 1,000 square feet. Our request for the outside dining is to allow it at 55 feet. It's covered. And then, as you can see, there's the 15-foot required landscaping to the north and additional landscaping to buffer it. So we're asking permission to allow for the use permit. The waivers include a waiver to reduce this required setback for a drive-through lane, which is 200 feet to 15 feet. We provided all the required landscaping. There were some existing trees, large trees on the site. We are going to comply with all the landscaping requirements along the northern property line. On the western property line, as you know, landscaping is not required because the site adjacent to us is also commercial. But because of the situation, which is an existing situation which we're not touching, which is the existing landscaping and parking within the right-of-way, code requires 10 feet of landscaping along the street frontage. However, since we want to maintain that existing condition, it's an existing 5-foot landscape with an attached sidewalk along the state highway, which is how the state prepares its sidewalks. So although the county requires a detached sidewalk, we would prefer to keep that area consistent. Same applies to Pinecrest, where we have an attached sidewalk. We comply with landscaping, which is 10 feet along that side. And then there are 2 existing hand driveways, which is the one to the north, and then also one along the south. We're keeping those, and this is also an existing condition. So parking, we also reduce parking on the site, but actually we're providing more parking than is required by code. Code requires 24 parking spaces. We have 18 within the site and 13 within the right-of-way, which is also an existing condition, and it's a condition that the adjacent properties have as well, where they have landscaping and or some parking within the right-of-way. So in total, we have 31 parking spaces as part of it. Now, we requested a waiver for the attached sidewalk along Pinecrest. However, although Public Works is silent on Flamingo Road because it's a state highway, they are asking us to do a detached sidewalk. Now, this is a very short cul-de-sac here. Commercial users on our site. We believe that keeping this attached sidewalk maintains existing conditions and it matches and is compatible with everything. Trying to offset it really would put this design out of character in that area. One of the things we requested in keeping the hand driveways, Public Works is okay with the hand driveways, especially on Pinecrest, which is a public county street. We're keeping that, but what they requested is that we offset the sidewalk within the driveway so it's safer for pedestrians. We agreed to do that, therefore they recommended approval for maintaining the hand driveway on Pinecrest. So staff did recommend approval for the use permit and also for keeping the hand driveway. They recommended denial off the drive-through, which is 15 feet, and the other ways. Now, this is an infill development, which will improve the site. The bank building was abandoned a while ago by the bank, and our developer purchased it. He's spending a lot of money. It's infill, and it does comply with some of the requirements in the master plan for an infill development. What we want to do is maintain some of these existing conditions. We do understand that there's a waiver, and then the residential adjacency, which is the 200 feet, we may not need it. But to mitigate that, we made sure that as we get the two drive-throughs, all the menu board and talk boxes are located on the west side of the property and directed towards Flamingo to mitigate any noise. And with that, and also mitigating, that's why we have the landscaping. Any landscaping that we didn't provide along the street frontage has been distributed throughout the site to also mitigate any perceptions of noise or visual issues. Staff did recommend approval for the use permit and one waiver, which is the contract, which however they recommended denial of the others. But based on the fact that this is basically an improvement of the site and to allow a use that is more modern and meeting all the landscaping requirements and maintaining existing conditions along the street frontage, we would like to ask for your recommendation of approval for this infill and redevelopment of the commercial site. Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak on the item? Okay, seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board. Can I ask, where is the outside dining going to be?
It's located right here, 155 feet. Let me show you this.
Where those trees and everything are, or what?
Let me show you the site plan. I showed it a little bit. It's in this area.
Okay. And so now, when they go through the drive-through, and that's going to be kind of like up in the northern portion of it.
Yeah.
Well, there was something in there about directing the boxes where they order.
Yeah.
Away from, how far down are those boxes going to be from the residential?
I think the closest one is about 50 feet.
Okay.
Or more.
And what are the hours of this operation? It's a Dutch Brothers, isn't it?
It's a Dutch Brothers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What are the operation hours?
It's 24 hours, just like any
24
other.
Hours?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. Which way are they going in and how are they getting out? I just want to be clear.
If they're coming from Flamingo, they use the existing driveway, go in and go this way. So they're along the north and then sweeping to the west. Now, on the Zaxby's, it's basically, so this is clockwise, and the Zaxby's is counterclockwise on it. And there along their drive through is you come in from this driveway or through this driveway, you go counterclockwise. And they are 63 feet. This is the dark road lanes are the closest to the north property line. The Zaxby's is 63 feet from the north property line.
And so they're all going to exit where? On Flamingo?
Mm-hmm. You can either exit Flamingo or come around and exit on Pinecrest, depending on where you're coming from. So you can exit on Pinecrest. Now, the property to the north, although it's zoned residential, is master plan to be commercial. All these properties along this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're not now, and the residents are still there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's residential farther north into the whole site, but adjacent to us, to the east, not commercial, CG zone properties.
So the majority of people are going to be going out through that one exit on Flamingo, most likely.
Most likely, yes.
Okay, and that driveway is already there, right?
It's existing.
But as a bank, it wasn't used as much as it would be with the Dutch Brothers. So you'd be having traffic coming out of there. And the horror story that I have about this is that we have one of these Dutch Brothers down on Tropicana.
Mm-hmm.
And they're lined up out on the street. Okay, so I'm looking, and that's a small property in comparison to this one. So I'm looking at it from the standpoint that now we're going to have sort of a reversal. We're going to have people coming through, and we're going to have a whole bunch of traffic coming out on Flamingo, which is a very busy street. And we've only got 2.5 million people in the community now, and in 10 years it'll be 3 million. So that right-of-way that you have along there, all right, I can see that in the next decade or two disappearing. And that's going to turn into a roadway, because if you go down the street a little bit and you start looking at where that right-of-way is, and it proceeds east all the way just past the 11, just past where they have that holding area where they put a lot of equipment and stuff like that in there. So that's going to take out, that's going to create a problem with having a driveway there, because that's going to disappear. The parking that you have in there is going to disappear. So if that parking goes, how much parking do you have left? There's
18.
Six, right?
No.
There?
18.
18.
And, yeah.
So, and then you're going to have traffic like right up into where that parking is and pretty close to where all those folks are going to try to get out. That's not going to work. I mean, if you look down the road in the future, that could be a real problem, especially just currently. With all that traffic, if it's anything like what goes through the Dutch Brothers up here, all trying to get out on there, there's only one way to go, and that's west, coming out of there.
If I may.
Sure.
Most Dutch Brothers, when they open, it's a novelty in most neighborhoods, and yes, as they open, historically, you can see a lot of people going to it. There's one just down the road on Tropicana just before you get to Macau.
Right.
And now you hardly see one there because it's been there for a while. So we do understand that's why the design with the double driveways work sometimes. And then speaking of Flamingo, it will be the same condition for every development along it that uses the right-of-way today. And I know that staff has talked about it, but it was the same with the bank building. So basically, all development along Flamingo in this area will lose that portion of the right of it. This is why we didn't even want to touch it. The driveway that exists along there will still remain. That driveway will still remain as access, because you have to ask. You need access from Flamingo. So even if the right of way goes out, there is still a driveway that.
So you have traffic coming out of there and going in through there. You have traffic going in and out of there.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God. And I hate to tell you this, but on Tropicana, I do handicap parking enforcement in that area at least twice a week. If not more, okay? And it's still busy, and there is still traffic that gets out there on Tropicana. And they used to put people out there just sort of like
the
In-N-Out Burger. They've done a really great job. They said they would have people out there to take care of any traffic issues or anything like that. They've got people in the lane to take orders and that, to speed that whole process up. That's disappeared at Dutch Brothers out there on Tropicana.
It has.
And there's still lines. I don't know what they've told you, but there are still lines out there. It's still there. It still happens.
It's
and that's not good. And now you're telling me that we're going to have traffic going in and out of that on Flamingo. I mean, if this thing was set up different and somehow they could go out on Pinecrest, that'd be something else. But because there's only two residential properties up there in this business, and so there would be plenty of time for people to get out there. But coming out of that driveway, going in and out, that's almost as bad as the one up there by Smith's, where they have that driveway. Fortunately, most people don't go out that way, but some do, and it's a good thing. What you're talking about is, yes, there are driveways in and out of businesses all up and down Flamingo, but not at the rate that they're going to have customers.
The way it's designed, and maybe I need to explain the circulation, the way it's designed in the double driveway, it narrows into one. People can come in from Pinecrest or from Flamingo, and they can also go around and still go from Pinecrest.
They could go around, but they won't.
They won't.
They're going to take the nearest exit.
Yeah.
That's just the way people are.
And I have a question. So you're 15 feet from the divider, where it's supposed to be 200.
Right along
yeah.
here.
Do you not think that's a huge area? The other thing is they drive around, and I understand it's the McDonald's way of doing it, two lanes into one. But you say that the boards are going to be facing Flamingo. How do you drive this way, and the boards are facing this way? You look at the back of the board?
Yeah. You drive in this way.
Yeah.
The boards are located.
But you said they face Flamingo. The boards face Flamingo. My car is going towards Flamingo.
They are located here.
Yeah.
But as you, where the boxes are to talk, you're talking to somebody, but we oriented it so that the talking boxes, the noise doesn't go that way, but it goes.
Oh, you're talking noise.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking
about. The other thing that I have is, I don't remember now. I hate getting old. I have a concern with the traffic pattern. I live by a Starbucks that just got a gas station next to it, and it's horrible because of the one access that exists.
This
just
is
like
your
They're going to use Flamingo. When you're driving to work, you're not driving down Pinecrest. You're driving down Flamingo. So you're going to run in there and you're going to grab a cup of coffee. Oh, I remember what the other thing is. I have a concern about 24 hours with bright lights into the residential area.
Code requires when we submit the plans that we have a lighting plan and the specific requirements.
I'm talking about headlights. The headlights. So they're going to drive right into base that way. Isn't there residential up there, as I recall?
There's an 8-foot high wall with 15 feet of landscaping offset to ensure that the lines don't.
Okay. I still have a concern with parking. I know you have more, but now you've got two fast foods. And if they're doing any business, they'll need more than 24. I mean, even though that's what code requires, you're going to have a lot of people parking. So, those are my concerns, and I won't be able to approve it.
If I could ask the county, there was something in there about the staff felt that if they adjusted the layout on that property,
right,
that they could get all of the parking on it, and it wouldn't be in the right of way. Is that? I didn't quite understand how they figured that. How they could
I kind of read it that if they moved around and had a different layout for the property, that they could accomplish all they wanted to accomplish. That it was their own.
I didn't get the idea of what the layout would be.
Yeah.
I couldn't either, because if you turn the buildings around, actually the impact based on the circulation would be more to the residential. And then you code also doesn't want you to put parking basically adjacent to residential, so we try to avoid that. And as you can see, and I can bring back a landscape plan, we try to ensure that we put as much landscaping, additional landscaping, and also trying to meet all the landscape fingers on the side, just as additional buffer and to enhance the site as well. So if you move things around, then you actually have two of the drive views. We talked about it, and Seth suggested it, we looked at it, but it actually, trying to lay it out, there'll be more residential adjacency mm-hmm. issues than the 15-foot reduction and 63-foot reduction.
I kind of agree with staff at this point. I don't have a problem with the permit at all.
No.
I have a problem with everything else. So.
I think it's, honestly, I'm not opposed to the design. I just feel like you'll be suffering from success a little too much. I think that these venues are just too popular to fit them both on this lot. I think if you simplified to just one, it'd be a lot easier to swallow. But Zaxby's is going to be popular. I'm from the Midwest. I love Zaxby's. It's going to be huge. Dutch Bros is really popular. It's just a small lot, I think. I know you're trying to get the biggest bang for your buck, but. Yeah, I just think it's too ambitious for the two, but I could easily get behind one. So are you ready for a motion?
Yeah. Are you going to make a motion? No.
I can make a motion.
I think I would go with staff's recommendation to approve
the permit
and deny the everything else. Is there now the waiver of development standards and design review, and maybe they can go back to the drawing board and plan.
You doing it?
Do something with it.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend that we approve the usage permit
or use permit,
and I recommend that we deny all the waivers.
And the design review?
Hmm?
And the design review,
according to staff's recommendation.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve the use permit, deny the waivers, development standards, and design review. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
So just a clarification, approval of the use permit and denial of waivers, development standards, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and denial of design review.
Right. Okay. That's what staff has recommended.
Staff did recommend approval for number 1.
They had approval of use permit, denial of waivers of development standards, and design review. That's what we went with.
Thank you.
And that goes to the BCC on December 17th.
Thank you.
Okay, any general business?
You can go back to IUG Trail.
1, 6, and 7.
I'd make a motion to bring back to the board.
Okay. So let's find out if anybody here is item number one.
Is item number one here? That was the Fashion Show Mall, LLC, UC 250668. And there were two County of Clark, Warm Springs, PA 25700047, County of Clark Plan Amendment, and CZ 250745, County of Clark Zone Change. Are any of them here?
Okay.
Return to the board. My motion would be to return to the board. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
To
December 9th?
Yeah.
For all three?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, are you going to have public comment? It doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, we're getting
there.
Okay. Okay.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
We got a couple of things ahead of it.
Okay.
General business? Anything?
No.
Okay, now we're there. Item number 8, comments by the general public, a period of comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board, jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the microphone wherever it went. And clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Now, we can't take any action on it. We really can't discuss it, but maybe we can direct you towards somebody that can.
I just want to get it on the record. So my name is Jared Tilley, T-I-L-L-E-Y, 2695 Thurman Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120. This is concerning agenda item 6 and agenda item 7, wherein the applicant, Clark County, violated open meeting laws by not having the notice received by the neighbors by Friday, 9 a.m. We received it Saturday. The notice on the property was not posted until sometime Saturday. They broke open meeting law. They're not being a good neighbor. They don't communicate with us. They tell me after the fact, oh, you know, we need this to go through, so we need to straighten this out before it hits the county. So, you know, and as far as the board and my feelings for the board, I feel like you guys don't care about the neighbors. I've heard you say today with that gentleman with the wall that he came in and he wants to change the neighborhood, and that's not the way it goes, but you've allowed this developer to come in and change the neighborhood. And the statement that was made to me was when I asked about the project before it even started, that property owners have a right to do what they want with their property. That statement was made at a board meeting here. But you guys, I'm disgusted with the whole process of it. I just can't stand it because I feel like there's backroom deals going on and we're not being listened to. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah, we're all going. We're just going.
Hi, good evening. My name is Leslie Vega, V-E-G-A. I'm a resident of Paradise. I'm here because our community deserves clear information about an environmental incident that happened, and it's connected to the Boring Company's Vegas Loop construction. According to the county documents I mentioned in local reporting, on November 7th, a large green-colored pond of contaminated liquid appeared at a Boring Company construction site located at 3824 Paradise Road. And that's within your boundaries. This site is part of the company's planned Las Vegas Loop expansion. I understand that county investigators and the Water Reclamation District have stated that the foreign company improperly released drilling waste fluid and wastewater into the environment and into the sewer system. The bright green pond of water discovered on Paradise Road raised concerns about chemicals that were being used, how much of it was being released, and whether there was any risk to groundwater, to plenty of people that live in that area, including ourselves, or people working and living around the site. As residents, we shouldn't be learning about this possible toxic exposure from the media, but rather from our local government. And tonight, I respectfully ask that you take three steps. One is to request a formal briefing from the county commission, the Water Reclamation District, and the Department of Environmental and Sustainability about the incident at 3824 Paradise Road. I ask that you place this on a future agenda so that residents can get an update and ask questions. And to clarify what land use approvals, permits, or oversight that the boring company fall within Paradise, and what role this board can play in ensuring that accountability is ensured to the community. Thank you.
Someone else?
Hello. Oh, is this on? Hello. Hello, my name is Crystal Cooper. I'm a resident of Las Vegas. I am also speaking on
Do you need more than that? Add an address? Is that
the reason I'm not giving an address is because I have very difficult stalkers, and if they can find this record, I do not want my address out there. And if that's going to be a problem.
You can use any other address you want.
I don't want to lie and give y'all a fake address. If you want to lie, I can, but I don't want to.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, so we're speaking about Master Rock AGA-41S. That is the actual chemical that is being dumped in our environment. So what I am asking you guys to do is to, of course, yes, ask the boring company, get a brief, get it on the record. But two, the boring company has had now three different situations where they have been fined by the EPA and OSHA. At this point, can we truly say that they're working in the best interest of the people here? That they keep having these violations, 800 actually, not to mention, they did not pay their OSHA fines. Now, they did pay EPA fines, but we want you guys to even, I mean, no, you can't possibly maybe do anything, but just say something, you know? Like, say, hey, guys, this isn't cool. So we just want to make sure that they're going to be accountable. That's all. Last but not least, we're asking that, can there be some type of program or something put in place to where they do not get to continue building until they can show that they're going to be safe with our environment. Now, I'm saying they can continue what they already have, but anything new, until they can show that they are going to follow the law, can you guys, like, make them wait? Thank you.
So, hi. My name is Savannah Hodges, H-O-G-G-E-S, Savannah, like the city. I live at 200 South Street Parkway in Las Vegas, and I was extremely concerned when I learned about what's happening with the boring company. I'll give you guys some background. The original 800 EPA fines happened in 2022. They were fined somewhere in the realm of, I think, $300,000 to $500,000, and they agreed to a consent decree, an administrative consent decree to fix those violations. The most recent violations of 2 weeks ago are because they have not fixed those violations. They were also warned in September to fix those violations, and they did not. And then all of a sudden, we see pools of green liquid. Now, I appreciate that we care about neighborhood aesthetic, and I appreciate that we care about traffic. I would appreciate it if we showed the same amount of attention to the safety of our residents. I'm going to speak on the OSHA fines as well, because these are people working in their community. I work in human resources. I deal with OSHA for a living. I deal with workers' compensation for a living. These most recent violations that were pulled back by the governor's office are willful violations. I have never in my life
heard of a company getting out of willful violations with one conference and a document, particularly when those violations end around about 10 people being hurt. That does not make sense. And I'm telling you from a professional perspective, that does not make sense. And so to what degree is the board here able to protect the community and show us that you're on our side? You're not on the side of somebody that wants to build a billion-dollar tunnel while they poison our water. And unfortunately, we've reached a point in this country where you guys, as government officials, there's very little trust you guys have people. We see a lot with companies getting a lot of preference. You know, the original EPA funds were supposed to be $2 million. They were reduced to 262 because 1,000 because they were considered unfair because he had too many violations. When do I get that kind of leeway in court? When do you get that? Probably never. This is our community, this is where we live. And as recently in July, this company was before your board asking for a permit for a restaurant. You'll see them under the Warner Company and the Paradise Transportation Company, which is a subsidiary of your company. Please let your residents know that you do care. That when they get hurt, it matters. When our water gets poisoned, it matters. It's not something, you don't get to sacrifice us for business. You don't get to sacrifice us for our water, for business. Might I add a business that most economists agree he's not going to actually plan under this and then he's going to go right over the every other there is on that. Don't really care. But, like, please restore some faith in our institutions. Please. If you have the power to actually do this stuff, actually make a difference. And these things are happening on a lot of bases. We know it doesn't make sense. We know what they're doing to our workers to cover for people that may have. And at the end of the day, if money is an item of morality, you are lost and I can't help you. And I will say, my brother suicide is in this community that we have, that you have right now, because of this company has caused. And I would urge you as an advisory board, anytime you see that company or an affiliate company come over you, please recognize that you do not have the best interest of this community at heart. They are not being honest. And might I add, Texas, where they operate, we have the same problem, and we are seeing the same problem with other places. So we can let this community get poisoned more. Or we can decide that we care about each other more than we care about living, which I don't think should be our thing. So that's really all that I have to say on it. I think it's very easy to see the right things to do here. I think there's a couple of reasons, maybe some money alliances or allegiances that we don't know. And the allegiance should be to the local party. And that's what I want to say.
Hi, Blanca, is there any place I can go to follow up on what's going on with the drone company?
With regards to the
I mean, where they're headed?
OSHA is a state agency. And,
it's pretty much the state.
And EPA, the bad EPA is a state agency. But this is public comment, so we can't have back and forth.
Right. I just wonder if there's a suggestion where they can go get more to follow the state.
Okay.
The next meeting is on December 9th, 2025. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. When will this actually be available? Because I saw online that the audio is available after meeting, so when will this be available?
So,
2 weeks?
So typically, I will download this the next workday, and so our IT department uploads it to the website holiday week, so probably Monday.
That's why I said
that. Okay. But not Monday.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
Night. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.